You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Next up is Hull against West Ham. Hull are 6-4, the draw 23-10, and West Ham are 2-1. Hull's home form has been nothing short of sensational of late, Derek. The only defeat since the start of November at home was against Manchester City. They've been really, really good, and West Ham are a side that I just cannot get right. They're in pretty rank form at the minute, but I'd be keen to oppose them here, which probably means that they'll go on to win. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I thought the same. I looked at the fixture and I thought, I've got to go for Hull. I mean, they've left three on the spin, West Ham, haven't they? You know, not to Chelsea, no disgrace there, but then Bournemouth and Leicester. They're nothing to bet on. The manager's under pressure. The two coaches are sending out veiled threats by Twitter and other social media outlets. It's not going well for West Ham. What worries me is that Hull are a bit short. I looked at this fixture, I thought, yeah, I'll have a go at Hull here. 6-4, not giving too much away. This is a team that got absolutely murdered by Everton last time out. I know their home form is vastly different. They've beaten Swansea. They've beaten Liverpool at home recently. They only drew with Burnley, by the way. I've still got to go for Hull, though. I mean, West Ham are missing some key players. Antonio's out. I think Winston Reid's out. Obiang's out. It's not the kind of personnel you want to go to Hull with, especially when you're trying to turn around a three defeats on the spin. Yeah, I'm going to go for Hull here. I don't think it's the greatest price in the world, but I can see a Hull win.
Okay, Abel Hernandez to score Hull to win 14-5 out to 7-2. Andy Carroll to score West Ham to win from 18-5 out to 9-2. And of course, hashtag your odds on this one as well. Tom, what did you make of this one?
I read this stat this week. Marco Silva, he's not lost a home game in 3 years. I think he's only managed Hull, though, in those 3 years. But no, Estoril Sporting...
I was going to say, neither have I, to be fair, Tom.
No, exactly, yeah. But it's some record, isn't it? I don't know how he's done it with the team. I mean, Hull's top scorer is playing for West Ham in Robert Snodgrass. I mean, you know, it's pretty remarkable what he's done. I mean, 10 points in the last 12. Bournemouth, Liverpool, Burnley, Swansea all beaten. Swansea and Manchester United in the Cup. And I look at West Ham, and I've looked at them away from home. I was really impressed with their performance a few weeks back at Middlesbrough. Maybe I shouldn't be giving who they were playing. But I look at West Ham and I think, yeah, they're a good away team. You know, that's where they're going to pick up the majority of their points. They've conceded more goals away from home than Sunderland this season. They've lost half of their away matches, so 7 of 14. They're conceding plenty of goals as well. 16 in the last 7 games. 2 points from 5 matches. West Ham are in no form. And Hull, you know, when we were talking last week about, you know, the relegation chances of the teams and who's likely to stay up, you know, I gave Hull the best chance of the current bottom three to stay up, not only on their fixture list, but based on that home form. You know, Sunderland and Middlesbrough are showing nothing. Hull at least have this to fall back on, and this has to be a win for them. The only thing I might look at as well, you know, is potentially both teams getting on the score sheet. You know, West Ham are conceding, Hull are strong at home, but Hull have conceded in 10 of the most recent 12 matches. So they're getting results at home, but more often than not, they concede, and I think they'll make life probably harder for themselves than they should do. So again, I'm going to play the home team of both teams to score here. 17-5 for Hull to win and both teams to score.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.